Sometimes people take religion too seriously. Sometimes people always put on a serious face. Look at yourself sometimes when you go to prayer. I do it myself. You put on a serious face. You should start prayer sometimes with a laughter and a smile, because God is full of unusual things. Yesterday I went to Hunter, and as usual I have two parishes, so whatever I do here, I repeat there with a little twist. And as I'm giving Holy Communion out, I'm standing on a stage which is about this tall. So I'm about 6'5" tall, and people would come to communion and they would bend down as if I couldn't reach them. That's funny. You know, at the beginning of your prayer, try to smile and laugh and say, what would God find funny about my life today? Now, I'm not saying you should do that if you have some tragedy, but when you're having a normal day, smile a little, laugh a little. At the end of communion, if you look in your book, there's a little prayer that the priest says as he bows to the Blessed Sacrament on the side table. It says, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. Those are some of the last thoughts after receiving communion that the priest says in the silent prayer. Look it up in your book. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness. People like to talk about sin a lot because it's dramatic and it's necessary. About guilt, dramatic and necessary. But sometimes there are such practical solutions to our issues. As a final example, because I wanted to make this sermon a little light today, in the 18th century, one of the moral theologians was presented with this problem. What do I do if I'm not sure if it's a sin or not? Should I think about it, pray about it, do penance? He said, be very quiet. If you're not sure, say you're sorry and start living again. Very simple. If you're not sure what you did, say you're sorry and move on. Because sometimes people like to wallow in uncertainty, like to beat themselves up. And in some sense, it's a form of spiritual pride where we say, how could I possibly do such a thing? Well, St. Francis used to say, I'm a dumb ox. Anything I do doesn't surprise me. But God calls me to be a child of God, so I'm going to get up and do better next time. That's practical. That makes sense. So in the light of the Christmas that we celebrated today, God wants us to be happy. He wants us to smile. And so next time you go to prayer, try to think of something funny. Try to smile a little bit and realize that God is on your side. He wants you to be happy. And religion is not as serious as people think it is.